Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Going to do another preview for Supercoach 2022. We're going to have a look at the Roosters signing. He did previously play there, of course, Connor Watson, now returning from the Newcastle Knights. Connor Watson, a guy in Supercoach that is a bit of a gun, but it's always a bit of a punt just where he is going to play. And myself, I have drafted Connor Watson on a number of occasions. I think I've done it two or three times. I think there's a couple of times I've picked him off the waiver wire as well. I've always been a big fan of him. I've been saying for a couple of years now that he needs to play 13. We finally got to see him do that at the Newcastle Knights this year, and he really did impress, which will make it interesting because last year, he's a dual position 5'8 hooker. Now, he played a bit of hooker, he played a bit of six, he played a bit of 13. Does that make him a 2RF next year? Does that make him a hooker? Does he keep his 5'8"? I mean, he started three games in the six jersey last year. He played the vast majority in 13, but then he played a lot off the bench wearing jersey 14 as well. So, I mean, when he did come on, he did play a bit of hooker here and there as well. So if you were going to, you know, go by what he did play, I mean, he would probably have to be a dual position second row forward, 5'8", which will be absolute gold. It'll be very interesting to see which way they go with Connor Watson. It also wouldn't shock me in the slightest if they don't change this at all and he stays as a 5'8 slash hooker. We are expecting him to play hooker for the Sydney Roosters, or at least come off the bench and play hooker. I think his days as far as being a starting 13 are probably over at the Roosters, as long as Victor Radley isn't suspended or injured. So it'll be interesting to see which way Supercoach goes with Connor Watson, and it will heavily affect the way that we look at him as far as Supercoach goes as well. If he keeps his hooker, I mean, that's huge. If he manages to land at, you know, 5'8", 2RF, also bigger, you know, he could be the best 2RF in the competition, or probably not the best, but probably in the top five or so, depending on what position he's playing. Now, right now, we don't know what Supercoach is going to do positional-wise with him. We also don't know what the Roosters are going to do positional-wise with him. I've spoken about this a few times on the podcast that Kempe, Cameron Smith seems convinced that he will be the starting hooker at the Sydney Roosters, which I think would be very interesting. I don't hate it. I don't love it. But I definitely think that he has the potential to be the best hooker at the Roosters. No doubt whatsoever about that. So if Connor Watson does end up as a starting hooker for the Roosters, that is huge. That is massive. I just want you to consider over the last few years, I mean, in 2020, he was injured. He had a 36-point average. But outside of that, he's gone 57, 55, 59 over the last, you know, three seasons that he's played the entire season. As I said, 2020 only played four games of football, two injury affected. Looking at about a 57-point player here for a guy who has jumped around a heap of positions, who's come off the bench a heap, if you can give him a starting nine jersey in a top four team, you've got to remember he's been playing for the Newcastle Knights the last few years. If you can give him a top four team starting hooker, the Sydney Roosters, they're going to score points left, right, and center. And then you add on these modern day rules. I mean, yes, he played them last year. He had his highest season average of 59. But put him in that Rooster side, they're a top four side. Yes, the Newcastle Knights, they made the top eight, they finished seventh, but the gap between seven and six is massive. The gap between the Newcastle Knights that he's always played in and the Sydney Roosters, I mean, full squad under Trent Robinson with everyone back and Connor Watson in the nine. It could be absolutely anything. This is a guy that I think he is a bit of a gamble, as he always is. But geez, with a base of 42, when he's only he averaged 59 minutes this year and averaged 59 points. I mean, he's just got so much upside, it's not even funny. And as I said, he averaged 59 points this year. Now, if you take out, or if you just have a look at the games that he played more than 65 minutes, and you take out the three games he played 5-8, the three games he played 5-8 weren't bad, 52, 89, and 34. So, you know, 89, really good score. 52, you'll take it for a 5-8. The 34, very disappointing there against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. But if you take out those three games where he played 80 minutes at 5-8, when he plays 65 minutes plus, he's averaging 65 points. So if you can see him playing 65 minutes or more at the Sydney Roosters, I would even bump that up, I don't know, 5 points, because he's at the Roosters. He's going to get more attacking stats. Another thing to think about, he averaged 59 points in 59 minutes to the Newcastle Knights last year. He scored two tries all season, and he scored them on the same afternoon against the North Queensland Cowboys. That game, he scored 107 in just 47 minutes. So every other game, he didn't score a single try, which I think is pretty insane. So if you take out that one game where he did score tries, it brings his average down to about 56, 57, which is insane. Just insane to think about that he is averaging 56 points in 59 minutes without scoring a try. That's essentially what he did last year when you take out that one game that he scored tries in. He is averaging 42 base stats. You got to remember that drops off significantly when he has played 5-8. But wow, the upside in Connor Watson is insane. Now, most of the time, he is playing 13 in those roles, which he's not going to be doing at the Roosters, but that means he's defending in the middle, which he will be doing for the Sydney Roosters at hooker as well. He will get a lot of opportunities off the back of offloads. They do move the ball around a lot. They've got guys that rush through the center third, like James Tedesco and stuff, that I'm confident he can link up with. Now, if you go for a Connor Watson, are you going to get an 80-minute hooker round one? Probably not, but I reckon there's a really good chance you're able to get an 80-minute hooker by the end of the season. Sam Verrills really didn't set the world alight last year when he was playing. They had a couple of different options there. Adam Kieran jumped in there at times with other guys moving around, Lockie Lamb, these sort of guys. So they're definitely not set on a starting nine at the Sydney Roosters. And for Trent Robinson to bring this guy back, geez, I think he's got real potential to play hooker. He's not going to play in the lock forward role. And just some more numbers to think about. So obviously, when he plays 65 minutes plus, not at 5'8", this year he averaged 65 points, which is sensational. Now, if he is going to play hooker, let's go back to 2019, the last time he played more than five games in a season at hooker. He was at the Newcastle Knights. You got to remember, keep in mind when I'm talking about these numbers, that it was 2019, so the rules were completely different. That is old school rugby league. Yeah, that is not the modern day six again, fast-paced football that's really suited to Connor Watson. So 2019, scores are generally a little bit lower. The highest Supercoach score that year, off the top of my head, 2019, what would have been James Tedesco, would have been at about 85 or so, yeah, around that mark, maybe a little bit lower. Connor Watson, when he was playing hooker, his seven games, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven games, he averaged 63.4 when he was starting at hooker. Now, that's under the old rules, and in a Newcastle Knights team that finished 11th, their record was 10-14. They were dog shit. But you consider how that's going to go when he arrives at the Sydney Roosters. If he plays big minutes at hooker, under the modern rules, behind the forward pack he's playing with, Rhea Hargraves, Taki Aho, Lindsay Collins, Angus Crichton, I mean, the list goes on, Victor Radley, compared to that Knights squad, I mean, that Knights forward pack looked pretty similar to what it does now, minus Tyson Brazel, and with everyone not as good as they are now. And Connor Watson was able to do that then. They finished 11th. The Sydney Roosters had the worst injury run of just about any team I've ever seen last year. They finished 5th. I mean, the upside on Connor Watson heading into season 2022, if he lands in the right spot, is insane. Now, if he ends up in jersey 14, not ideal. I understand that. But I want you to then consider that he is just one injury away from being an absolute star once again. If there is an injury to the 5'8", he will come straight in there. If there's an injury to the hooker, he will come straight in there. there's an injury to Victor Bradley, he will come straight in at 13. So whilst being a jersey 14 isn't ideal, he will still probably play 50 minutes. When he plays 59 minutes this year, he's averaged 59 points without a try. You can almost guarantee he will score more tries at the Sydney Roosters. I mean, worst case scenario, he wears jersey 14. You're still looking at a 50-point guy with huge upside, yeah? His base is still going to be skyrocketing. Like, the games he came off the bench this year, some of them are insane. I mean, he came off the bench against the West Tigers in round 10. He only played 51 minutes. He had 43 base stats. The week after, he only played 42 minutes off the bench. He had 42 base stats. A few weeks later, he came off the bench for 47 minutes. He had 45 base stats. Like, this is just what Connor Watson does. This is the sort of guy he is. Against the Melbourne Storm, a few weeks later, came off the bench, 58 minutes. He scored 48 points, yeah? He has this sort of upside, and he can score points and put on attacking stats against absolutely anyone. It doesn't matter who he's coming up against. But if he's playing hooker behind this forward pack, I'm telling you, you're in for something special. Worst case scenario, as I said, he gets jersey 14. You miss out on that starting spot. That'll hurt.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But geez, the upside is insane. As we said, 2021, his Supercoach average was 59 in this Newcastle Knights seed, who were definitely not a top six team. They might have been seventh, but the gap between six and seven is massive. 2021, Supercoach average when he plays 65 plus minutes was 65, very impressive. 2019, Supercoach average when playing hooker in a Knights team that was battling under the old rules, he was averaging 63.4, 64 average there. I mean, there's so much upside in Connor Watson, it's not even funny. And as soon as the Roosters have an injury, all of a sudden, he becomes the guy, yeah? He becomes the super coach guy in that team. If he is a starting hooker, I'm telling you, it wouldn't really shock me if he ends up being the top scorer for super coach as far as hookers go next season. He sort of has that high-end potential. I mean, I think we've only been scratching the surface of what Connor Watson is capable of doing here. I can't see him landing anywhere other than hooker or 14, realistically. I don't think he'll be the 5'8 for the Sydney Roosters. If there's injuries there, he might jump in. If there's injuries at fullback, he might be able to jump in there. He could probably jump in at center and handle himself too. I think the way they're going to use this guy, though, however they decide to do it, is through the middle. Whether it's as a hooker, whether it's as a loose 13, whatever it might be, there'll be times where Trent Robinson, if he is coming off the bench, they will put this guy on and they won't even give him a position. They'll just let him go and play footy. He'll just sniff around the middle and stay alive, and he will cause havoc there. With these big forwards that can all offload, with James Tedesco, Luke Keary, these sort of guys, he's going to be a serious handful, Connor Watson. It's more than likely he probably doesn't play Origin in 2022, let's be honest here. So during those weeks when potentially James Tedesco, Luke Keary, these sort of guys are gone, maybe Victor Radley, you also get a big boost during that time. He'll be one of the guys that you want to have heading into Origin time. So much upside on Connor Watson, very little downside. The downsides are he ends up in 14, you still get a 50-point player, and you're waiting around for an injury, an Origin, a suspension, anything, and all of a sudden he's a star again. He's one of those guys that I'm not sure where he will go on draft boards. I think he'll be the guy that you'll look at draft boards, and he could go anywhere from, you know, a round three sort of guy in deep leagues all the way down to round six or so, because people aren't confident where he's going to go. It depends how deep your league is, obviously. But he's a guy that he could turn out to be huge value. He could turn out to be a top 30 Supercoach player this year, and I have no doubt about that whatsoever. That might sound like a stretch, but it wouldn't shock me in the slightest if he ends up top 30. He could even push into the top 20. We are scratching the surface of Connor Watson. He's got so much more attacking upside that I think we will see at the Sydney Roosters that we haven't seen at the Newcastle Knights. He scored two tries last year. They're on the same afternoon. Tell me he's going to score less than two tries next year at the Sydney Roosters. That 59 average is absolute kiddies. I think he could push for a 70-point average in 2022 at the Roosters if he gets 65 minutes plus.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.